Today's daf is Nazir daf Mem He, and we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We'll pick up right in the middle of the Amud with Amar Abaya on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, a new topic relating to the Machanos in Yerushalayim as related to the Machanos in the Midbar. So that just as by way of introduction, we know there are three Machanos that existed in the times of the Midbar. There was the Machane Shechina where the Aron was, and the Machane Leviya surrounding where the Leviyim were, and then the Machane Yisrael where the rest of Klal Yisrael were. And those three are parallel, Lidoros, to the Machanos in Yerushalayim. We have the Machane Shechina, which is the Azara, inside of Shar Nicanor, as we'll get to, the Azara, that where we bring the Kachay, where we shecht all Karbanos. Then outside the Azara, we have Harabayas, and then outside of Harabayas, where that's parallel to Machane Leviya, all of Harabayas, and then we have Machane Yisrael, which is all of Yerushalayim. Those are the three Machanos. So we know there are halachas about sending away Tmeim outside of the Machanos. The Mitzora is the most chamor. We know there's a halacha that a Mitzora has to sit Badad Yeshev, and we understand that to mean he has to sit outside of all three Machanos. He is the most chamor, and there's many hashkafic points related to that. He brought separation through his Lashon Hara, assuming that it was because of Lashon Hara, so he must be separated. That's the Mitzora outside of all the Machanos. Then outside of Harabayas are people who are Tumah Hayotze Migufo, Zava Vechulu. They have to be outside of the second Machana, outside of Achra Leviya, or I should say Mechusre Kapara, right? Zav Zava Yoledes. Mitzora is even out of the third one. And outside of the Azara, outside of Machane Shechina, is Tamei Meis. That is what the Mishnah is describing in Maseches Kalim as well. Tamei Meis is sent out of one Machane, the Zava and those in the category are sent out of two Machanos, and the Mitzora is sent out of all three. There is a Mitzvah Zaseh to send out the Tmeim. There is also a Mitzvah Zaseh to guard the Machanos and to guard the Mikdash. The Mishnah describes this at the beginning of Maseches Tamid. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Chav Hei, which is the first Daf of Maseches Tamid, in the back of Miseches Meila. Bishloshim Mekomos HaKohanim Shomrim BeBeis HaMikdash. The Mishnah tells us, in three places the Kohanim used to guard in the Beis HaMikdash. BeBeis HaFtinis, the Beis HaNitzotz, UBeBeis HaMoka. The three different places. What type of guarding is taking place here? What do you need Shomrim for? That's the Machlokas Rishonim. Number one, the Machlokas Rishonim, is this done 24/7, day and night, or only at night? That already might tip us off as to what the purpose of the Shmira was. The Mefarish, in the beginning of Tamid, on here on Daf Chafeim Abay, says the Shmira is Bayom Ubalayla. It is both. It's not only at night, it's also Bayom. That is what the Mefarish says right here in the beginning of Tamid. If you look in the Rambam, Nechos Beis HaBechira, only at night. You only require the Shomrim at night. So does that connect to the reasons for the Shmira? Another machlokas we've shown him. What is the reason that there is Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi ala Torah, in the beginning of Amidbar, tells us why there's Shomrim, to make sure that people who aren't supposed to come close, don't come close. Whether they're Tveyim, whether they're Zarim, a Zar who's not allowed to walk into certain places in the base, inside the Beis HaMikdash, should it come there? So Rashi in Parak Gimel Pasuk Vav tells us that the purpose is so that Zarim do not come. Which, if that's the case, might be only by day. Or only by day, there might be other Kohanim that guard them. So if you say that the Shomrim are only Balayla and not Bayom, maybe because there's nobody there at night. So you don't need any guard there. Could be. Lav Dafka, but could be. But other Rishonim say that there is a different purpose. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Ches in Parshas Korach tells us, no, this is not just Shomrim to guard so people don't come in. These are Shomrim to add pomp and circumstance to the Beis HaMikdash. It's Kavod HaBayis to have Shomrim there. Like the guards in England that don't do anything except to have people there to witness that they're walking around and guarding the palace, right? That is the only reason that they're there, and that people know that's the reason that they're there. Says the Chinuch in Shin Pei Ches, Shenitztavu HaKohanim HaLeviim Lishmar HaMikdash V'Laleches Svivo Tamid Bechol Laila V'Laila Kol HaLaila. So you see, he's not exactly parallel. Every night, he has only at night. V'Shmirazu Ki Kedei L'Chabdo U'L'Romamo U'L'Fa'aro. In order to honor, in order to glorify the Mikdash, right? It could be during the day, you have the Kohanim doing the Avoda there. So you don't need other people. It's not empty. So they give the honor. But, says the Chinuch, lo miyos shum pachan mi'oyiv chalila. Don't think, chas v'shalom, that the Shomer are there to guard. Shenamru v'shamru es v'shperes o'al mo'ed, v'lashet sifri, and he quotes, kohanim mi'bifnim, halaviyam mi'bachutz, and he quotes, he name is Barish Shmiraso mitzvah sasehi, v'sham nemer gdula lamikdash sheyish alav shomrim, ein adome, here's the chazal, ein adome, platrin sheyish alav shomrim, laplatrin sheyin alav shomrim, ein adome, you cannot compare a palace which has guards around it to a palace which doesn't have guards around it, v'yadua sheplatrin sheyim ahechal, right, that is a continuation of chazal, and therefore he quotes, b'shar sheyah mitzvah, the message behind this mitzvah, that we're about to talk about the different areas in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, some Rishonim say that the purpose of the mitzvah asay of Shmira is to guard so that inappropriate people, or people who aren't supposed to be there, don't go there. But there's definitely an added element, says the Chinuch. It's just to give kavod habayis. Sibala seismo ra'o el leiv b'nei adam. It's to put awe in the hearts of people. Ubavoenu sham levakesh tchina uslicha me'is adon kol. Yisrachachu halavavos. Our hearts will be softened because this is kavod habayis to have shomrim there. And there are many different, that both Maseches Tamid and Maseches Midos talk about the number of shomrim and where they were stations, where were the kohanim, where were the levim, when were they inside, where were they outside. And this is the mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch himself says the mitzvah does not apply bizman hazeh. The Sefer HaChinuch says, v'noheges bekohanim ulevim bizacharim bizman habayis. Ki heim nisyachtu betzavash miras hamikdash below Yisraelim. That's what the Chinuch says. If you look in the Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer suggests in Yeridaya in Tzimin Taf Memtes that it could be there's a chiyuv bizman hazed. The question is it called avoda or not? If it's called avoda, then obviously there's no avoda. But if it's shmira, so it could be shmira even bizman hazeh. You say the tameim aren't allowed to walk onto harabayis, right? We're all tameimes. We definitely cannot walk into the machane shchina. There's no controversy about that, except maybe there's a rivet that we mentioned, but we assume not that way. So it's definitely guards. The question is, what do you map bizman hazeh? Would you apply it? So that's all related to the mitzvah of shmiras mikdash. So that relates to what we're about to get into now, the different areas in the Mikdash. So now again, Mem Dalet and Mabez in the middle, Omar Abaya. So we are relating this, as we will see, to a Nazir who becomes Tameh, where he's allowed to go and stand. So Omar Abaya, we start though as follows, getting back to Beit Hashem, a regular schedule. Ashkach Tinu Lechavrei Rav Nosson Bar Oshia. Abaya says that I found the friends of Rav Nosson Bar Oshia, the Yasvin V'Kamrin. They were sitting and they were saying as follows, the following drasha. They were saying the following brisa. Uba lifnei Hashem el Pesach ha'amoed. A zav goes in front of Hashem to the Pesach ha'amoed. Who is a zav? Well, we just mentioned a zav is one of the people who have tuma hayotzei migufo. There are different types of tumas. Even within ava tuma, as is described in the first parak in Kalim, there are different types, right? There's a sheretz, a recently dead rodent, or sheretz, one of the shmona shratzim, is mitame, is one of the avos atuma. That's one type of tuma. If a person touches a dead body, they are tame mace. They are also an avatuma. But then there's a special type of tuma called tuma hayotze migufo. Tuma because of some discharge from my body. Tuma hayotze migufo. Zav is one of that category. Zav, zava, right, yoledes, all of those are tame because of something that came out of the body. But, important to know for our Gemara, there are two types of zav. There's the zav that had two re'ios. There's a zav that had three re'ios. A zav that has two re'ios, either on the same day or in two consecutive days, becomes tame for 7 days, requires shivin akiyim, a man who requires shivin akiyim, but he does not have to bring a karbon if it's only two. He's not a mechusar kapara. Mechusar kapara means you have to wait a week and you have to bring a karbon on day 8. But a zav who sees for 2 days has to wait 7 days. On day 7, he goes to the mikvah. He becomes a tvul yom until sunset, another mesechta in Shas, and then he is finished his process that night. But if a zav sees for 3 days, whether it's over 3 days or whether it's over 2 days, so then not only does he have to wait Shivan Akiyim, so then he has to bring a karbon on day 8. Those are the two types of zav, as we will talk about. We might call him the zav that's a tful yom, at most, and a zav that's mechusar kapara. The first one having seen 2 days, the second one seeing 3 days. A zava, just to mention, a zava doesn't have the shivat akiyim without a karbon parallel. If a Zava sees once, she has to wait one day. Called the Shomer as Yom Keneged Yom. She sees twice, she has to wait one day. She sees three times, 7 days and a carbon. She doesn't have the parallel of 7 days without the carbon. So we're talking about Zav. So the Brisa here is describing where can a Zav go into. We just mentioned that a Mitzara has to be out of all three. A real Zav has to be out of all the two, out of Machane Leviya also. And Tamei Beis has to be out of the first one. So says the Brisa. He comes, the Zav comes to Hashem, to the Pesach HaMoed. Unisanem el HaKohen, and he gives the karbanos to the Kohen. So he darshan. It must be that when he brings his karbanos, he could come. Emasai huba, when could he come bring his karbanos? Bizman shehu taval v'asa harev shemesh in. Lo taval v'asa harev shemesh lo. Only if he was tovel. And he had Harif Shemesh, and he had Shkia, so then he can come and bring his karbanos. But if he didn't, Lotavel, if he didn't, he cannot bring his karbanos. Almak Savar, so what do you see from here? That the fact that he cannot come in unless he has his karbanos with him, meaning he's on day 8 and he's bringing his karbanos. Almak Savar, Tful Yom Shalzav Kizav Dami, Tful Yom of Izav. We assume that has a status of a Zav. Meaning the day before, let's say on day 7, after he goes to the mikvah, so he cannot yet come into Machane Leviya. Right? He cannot come into Machane Leviya because it says when he comes to the Pesach HaMoed, he brings his karbanos. So we assume that's not just telling me a reality, he brings his karbanos, but he's telling me a halachic time that he can only come to the Pesach HaMoed. He can only come to inside Machane Leviya if it's the day that he's supposed to bring us karbanos. So the Gemara Abaya says that these friends of Rabbi Nassan Bar Oshia deduced from that brisa that a tzful yom of Azav, after he goes to the mikvah, he still has the status of Azav and he cannot come to Machane Leviya. Only on the day 8 in the morning, let's say. That's what Abaya heard these people saying. Amina lahunana. And I told them, I disagree. Because if you have that diuk and that type of limud by Zav, then you should have a parallel type of limud by a Nazir Tame. And you don't. You don't have that type of limud. Elameata gabi Nazir Tame. Ask Sabaya. By a Nazir Tame nami. Dichsiv, it also says by a Nazir Tame. You see on the side it adds the right pasuk. Yavish deit sorim el hakohen el pesach al moed. Right, a Nazir Tame brings two birds and an asham. So he brings his birds to the kohen, to the pesach al moed. So when does he bring that? No. So if you have the same type of limud on the day that he could come, which is when? Day 8. Emasai hubab is manchet tava va'asa harev shemesh. So you want to say you have the same parallel limud, but that's not true. Why? Because of the following. Why? Because the Nazir Tame, why can't he come close? Because he's Tame Mace. Tame Mace? So why can't a Tame Mace come into the Pesach HaMoed, come into the Machane Leviya? Michdi, let's see for a minute. Shari Nikanor, Hecha Kaimin, Bishari Leviya. Where are the gates with the doors of Nikanor, as we'll talk about Beth Hashem soon? Right, where are they? They're at the Shari Leviya. They're in Machane Leviya, at the most inner spot within Machane Leviya, on the border of Machane Leviya and Machane Shechina, going in. So that's where the doors are, the Hatanya. And we have a brisa that says, even a dead body could be there, let alone somebody who touches a dead body. Vatanya, Tamei Meis, Mutter Likanes, B'Machane Leviya. The Tosefta tells us, if you would have to guess where the Tosefta is, it's about Tumah, you would say, Kalim. Tosefta Mesechas Kalim. So Tamei Meis, Mutter Likanes, B'Machane Leviya. A Tamei Meis can go into Machane Leviya, v'lo Tamei Meis bilvad, and not only someone who is Tamei Meis can go into Machane Leviya, ela afilu Meis atzmo, even a dead body itself. Shene'emar, v'yikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. What do we darshan? My imo, where was Moshe? Imo b'mechitzaso, imo b'machane Leviya. Moshe was a Levi. He was in Machane Leviya. So even a dead body could be within. So surely a Nazir, who is Tamei Meis, could be in Machane Leviya. So you can't have that parallel drasha. So I don't think that drasha is correct. Says, I don't think the diak is correct from that brisa, says Abaya. Remember the story in Maseches Yuma. Two famous stories in Yuma coming up right now. What's one story in Maseches Yuma? About a dead body in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that tragic story on Daf Chaf Beis or so? The Gemara there said that they were Kohanim running up the Mizbeach, Chav Gimel. Kohanim running up the Mizbeach, Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. Maisa b'shnei Kohanim shayu shneim shavin v'ratzin v'olam hakevesh. They were running up the ramp, then one of them stabbed the other one, and the father was more worried about the knife becoming tameh than his own son dying. But that was in the Azara. Right, that dead body can't be in the Azara. So he was totally wrong with his priorities, but there was a problem of a dead body there. That element was true. Like Rashi says in Parshas Shlach, that every sheker starts off with a little emes, right? The Meraglim said, it's a beautiful land, but, right, he quoted one element. So here too, so the father quoted that it was there was too much to worry about, but obviously not when there is somebody that is dying. So that's one Gemara, Yuma Chav Gimel, relating to the Tumah of a dead body, but not in Machane Levia, not in Harabayis. In Machane Levia, it would not be, which is Harabayis, right? The outside of Shari Niknar, it wouldn't be a problem, right? The only inside, Machane Shechina, and the most inner sanctum, that would be the problem in the Azara and in the Kodesh. So back to Abaya though, and then we'll come back to Nicanor. Back to Abaya. So the Gemara says, Abaya says that I don't like this Russia, the paralleling Zav and Nazir Tameh. So Abaya says as follows, Ella Tzvul Yom Shel Zav, we'll go with Tosfos' Girsa, Lav Kizav Dami. It's an important word to add in. Right, the Tzvul Yom of his Zav is not like a Zav. What does that mean? There's a difference, Abaya says, between a Zav that only has two Re'ios and a Zav that has three Re'ios. You're right. A Zav that has three Re'ios and he even has to bring his carbon on day eight, even his Tful Yom status could be worse than a regular Zav Tful Yom who only saw it twice. Meaning, Abaya is going to tell us that a Tful Yom who saw it twice after he goes to the mikvah on day seven. What does he have left in his Tara process? One thing. He has sunset, so he's allowed in. But what if you have a Zav who saw three times? So after he goes to the mikvah on day seven, he has two elements that's holding it back. He has Shkia and he has his Karbonis the next day. So he's not going to be allowed in because he is two steps away. So that's the drasha. El a Tful Yom Shel Zav. If you have just a regular Tful Yom, a Zav that saw only twice, a Tful Yom of a Zav, Lav Kizav Dami. He's not like a Zav, meaning a Zav can't go into the second Machane, can't go into Machane Levia. But if a Zav saw twice and then he went to the Mikvah, then he's allowed to go into Machane Levia. Lav Kizav Dami. Afilo Hachi. But still, Kiva de Mechusa Kapara, Lo Ayil. But if he saw three times, and he has to bring a carbon, so then he wouldn't be able to go in. That's what the pasuk means. Only if somebody is mechusre kapara, then he wouldn't be able to go in. V'ibe machane levia koi amai kari le'ol moed. So if we're talking about he's not allowed to go into the machane levia even, so why does the pasuk say he comes to the door of the ol moed? Remember back in the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of the day, ubalafne Hashem el pesach ol moed. If you can't do that yet, we're talking about a Zav that's going to be Mechusrei Kapara, 3 days, so why does it say that? Lameimra, the Gemara says, don't take it literally. It's just to be a parallel. Ma Hasam Mechusrei Kapara Lo Ayil, just like over there, by Machane Shechina, which is Oel Moed, a Mechusrei Kapara cannot go all the way in. Afle Machane Levianami Mechusrei Kapara Lo Ayil. We know Mechusrei Kapara can't go in. And the pasuk is just saying, just like you can't go into Machane Levia, which is Oel Moed, so too you can't go into Machane Levia. V'hasa minol, and how do we know that? How do we know that Mechusrei Kapara can't go in? And then this pasuk is telling me that even a Tful Yom of the Mechusrei Kapara, v'hasa minol, and Dichtanya, the Brisa says, Tamei Yehiye, he should be Tamei, L'rabos, Tful Yom, that's to include that a Mechusrei Kapara is excluded. But what is this doing here? Because last mission was talking about the Tiklachas of Tumah, so this has to do with the Nazir Tameh and everything that a Nazir Tameh can do. The Shari Nicanor is related to the other famous Gemara, another famous Gemara in Yuma. There are a number of them. And that is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches, where the story is told of Nicanor, who made his doors, Tanur Rabbanan. But there's an amazing halachic question on this story. So let's review it for a minute. We don't always repeat this halachic discussion. Ma nisim na'asu l'dal sosav. When the Mishnah says in Yuma, when they changed over all the doors and they implanted them with gold, they left the Nicanor ones. Even though they weren't gold, right, they left them. Why not? They were became Ashirim. So what happened? Because of the Nisan that took place. Amruk Shalach Nicanor Lavi Dalsos. May Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. When Nicanor came to bring his doors from Egypt, Bachazira so, Amadalav Nachshol Shebayam Litovo. On his way back, a storm was going to drown him. Litovo, terrible storm in the water. Natlu achas mehen vehitilu laleam. They took one of the doors and they threw it into the sea. They wanted to get off some weight. The adayin lo nach hayam izapo. And the yam was still not calming down. Bikshulat el chaverta, and they were about to throw the second door. They were huge doors. Amad hu v'karcha. He jumped on the door, and he wrapped himself on the door. Amar lahem hatiluni ima. You throw this door in, I'm going with it. Miyad, right when Hashem saw that mesiras nefesh, noch hayam izapo. The yam stopped from its anger by mitzara chaverta, and the whole way to Eretz Yisrael, Nicanor was very upset that he lost one of the doors. Kiva chigia lagam lenamala shel Akko. Once he got to the port of Akko, right? Haisa mivatz, and the Yerushalmi says Yafo, right? Two different deus. Which one was it? Haisa mivatz betzes v'yotze mitachas ofrei asfina. He saw it was there. It floated all the way next to the ship, all the way. V'yeshomer, where the Gemara says, or maybe birya shabayam balata v'kiyata liyabasha, or a fish creature had swallowed the door, and right when they got to the dry land, spit it out. The Elan is a pasuk quoted, and that's why all the sharm of the mikdash nishtanu liyoshozav chutz misharei nikanar mibnei shanasu bonisim. Fine. Asks Rebbe Yashiv on that Gemara in Yuma. Why was he able to jump on the door and say, I'm going to get thrown in if you throw the door in? Why is he allowed to do that? He says, because pikuach nefesh. He loved the doors, but and the Gemara gives him a big shkayach. And the Mishnah says, amazing, Nikanor is amazing. So, L'char Kasha asked the Rav Yashav in the Ha'aretz there, Tehasha lo kedinu l'gamrei. This is against the halacha. Tekiva di safek al kalpanim shal yedei sheyatilu adosos layam tanuach hasvina. Since there's a chance that the storm it might help out if you throw the doors, for you need solim eluhanim soim sham vade mutar latilam layam. They're not doing anything wrong. What are they doing wrong by throwing these doors? What hektish? It's a violation. Bizayin hektish. They're saving themselves. Lo mi boi shastam iser leka bidavar imatilam osal layam uvade migivel averis lo have. Imkay ma heter hayelo bedaver limsar nafsh anefesh alze shelo yetilu liam vitzarech lomar says Rabbi Yashiv it must be dekiva to mikol mako mimhayim atilim osam liam yesh kan chilul Hashem gadol. There would have been a huge. Everybody knew that he was making these doors, and it was amazing. There could be a big party. Imagine if he made these doors and then he had to throw them over. Oh yeah, what kind of God is this? Shari holchwan alzeja shall be tryim avit vasos, vahosi alzehon rav, viyomru dahash tehem nitvayim, viyim kain, shebahat salasam, yishkam kiddush Hashem, bulashim shamayim niskavein. He was doing it. He was trying to, I don't know, somehow trying to figure out a way to bring these doors and be moser nefesh. Ulubasov be'emes, yatsam yzeshe is kadish voyizbarach. And therefore he was all ashim shamayim to prevent the chilul Hashem. So that's why he was able to do it. V'zev barur, shem haya, and then Rav Yashiv ends off. It's barur that he acted kedin. Because if it was shalom kedin, lo hayim askir masal l'shevach. The my shevach ikabei. What shevach would have there been? This is one of the examples in the Mishnah. V'hacha shayni, tahavi b'malkam kiddush mo'a gadol yisbarach, v'havi ksas kedin. And it wasn't been kedin. Right, where else do we have such an idea of prevention of chil Hashem? You're allowed to go beyond by Shaul HaMelech. The Rishonim already discussed it. How was Shaul HaMelech able to commit suicide? Right? How to, according to the version at the end of Shmuel Aleph, that he rolled onto his own sword, right? Ma'abedas Boladas. Right? How was one allowed to do that? So one of the pshatim given in the Rishonim, the Radak and others, is that he was worried about the Chil Hashem. If the enemy got him and paraded him through the land, this is what happens to the king of Israel, and it would have been a terrible Chil Hashem. Already it was a Chil Hashem, but he was trying to minimize it. So that's why, again, another example of being able to minimize Chil Hashem in that regard. Okay, so that's related to Nikanor. And now we go weiter. Says the Mishnah. Tiglachas Atara. So, we've made it. Right? The first five prakim in this Masechta was about accepting Nazirus on me. Now this sixth parak has been about Nazirus. About the Nazirus, about the different meaning, right? We had the great Mishnah yesterday comparing the three elements of Nazirus. What is unique about each one? About the cutting of the hair, about the tumah, about the wine, what's the chumrah of one as compared to the other two. Now we are up to the Tara process. Tiglachas Atara Ketzad. When we speak about the Tara process, we have to learn it with the Meshechachma. The Beshe Chachma in Parshas Naso has an amazing comment. The Gemara, the Pasuk tells us at Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ubiyom Melos Yimei Nizro, on the day that he finishes in Naziris, Yavi Oso, El Pesach Al Amoed. He will bring himself. Yavi Oso. How do you translate Yavi Oso? He will bring him. I mistranslated that. How Chazal translated. But if we would have the words Yavi Oso, it means he brings him. So what do you mean he brings him? So the Medrash says, V'chi acherim ivien oso, what, somebody else is bringing him? Havalohu mevi es atzmo. He brings himself. And the Sifri says this is one of the three esim that Rabbi Yisrael darshins, not normally, but that he brings himself. Hu yavi et atzmo. This is one of them. So what does that drasha mean? That he brings himself as if he's someone else? Says the Meshech Chachma. How long is a Naziris? So we have the Mishnah, the first parak, Shloshim Yom. But how long is it as Iris? All depends. Whatever a person accepts. Why is it so subjective? Vihine, Zmana Naziris, lo niskar batora behedya. The Zmana Naziris is not niskar batora. Why? It's all about what a person needs. It's all about, remember the story he quotes, that we had it here in this Masechta, we had it in the Darim, Shimon HaTzadik story, the Nazir from the south, that came and wanted to overcome his Yetzihara, and that's why he became a Nazir. The Gemara that we had earlier on back in the Darm, on Daftes, says the Meshech Chachma, V'zeo l'gdar atzmo me'ataybos v'hagayva v'hamos aros, v'alze ein zman, rak kol echad yisha'er b'nafsho, im zman zeh yaspik l'gdar kochos yitzro. If somebody decides to be a Nazir, they have to figure out how long they need in order to put themselves back on the straight path. Oz dai b'shloshim o b'meya, hakol afi mashu adam. All depends. What state he's in? How do you know? How do you know when you're ready? V'abachino ladas emas ningmar shalmuso u'ma'alaso shekochos yitzro lo yoluchuhu sholel. How do you know? When he can look at himself as if he's another person. When he can be so objective, right? We always like give up, we're always damakav schus ourselves and damakav chov other people. When we could be equal, when we could give ourselves and each other the same excuses or no excuses. Kshu mistakel al yonei atzmo kimabit al mifalos acherim. When I can look on myself as if I'm looking on others. Ulubavo eino chashud ba'ahavas atzmo. And a person is not, you know, convinced and biased by the love of himself. Az batuach ki yikach mehanos ha'olam b'mezek ha'ra'ui. Below Yavola Mosaros. Then we know he's going to be balanced. V'adaraba, Yehane me'olam, V'yadaitamu revis me'nabriyas. Then he can get enjoyment for the world and be involved. V'lachain, that's why the Pasuk says, Dear B'lashon Shu mevi atzmo, ki mevi ish acher. As if he's someone else. U'bahashkafa, shehu ro'em ala zulaso, v'shakul, b'mozne tzedek, kein yashkif, alin yone atzmo, v'dayek heitev. Right, know this well, says the Meshech Chachma. That's in Perek Vav in the sugyas of Naziris. We'll get to his next piece of Ezra in a couple of minutes. But now with that, we can look at Tiklachas Tara. So Ketzad, so what does he do? Hayamevi Gimel Behemas, as we know, the Torah describes three animals: Chatas, Ola, Shlamim. He brings three karbanas at the end of his Naziris. Again, just to mention it again, why does he bring the Chatas? So remember the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the other Rishonim follow. The Rambam says, based on the Yerushalmi, Lo dayecha masha asr Torah, Ela shasarta dvarim acherim, or, well, we had a few times already this Masechta, Reb Elazar HaKarpar, we had it on Daf Yutes, and Daf Chaf Aleph. Reb Elazar HaKarpar says he was seer atzmo min hayayin. And if somebody's betired themselves from wine, said surely others. And we even have that, let's say, a woman who had her neder removed by her husband still brings the chatas ha'of. If she becomes Tameh, why? It might be undone. The answer is because Rebbe Lazar, Tziyar Atzmo Min Hayayin. So that's the sin, according to the Rambam. We're not supposed to become a Nazir. It's just a state that we have to do because we're in this situation where we have to get back on the straight path. Right, the Meshech Chachma in the next speech just relates to that Rambam and says, you know, think about all the mitzvahs that he was Mevatel throughout his Naziris, that he had to. We discussed a little bit yesterday, the discussion of Yayin Rishus and Yayin Mitzvah, which came up earlier in the Masechta, but the Meshech Chachma says, Inyan Chatas B'Nazir, Lufi Shebitel Mimenu Kama Mitzvos, Kimo Tuma Lakrovim, Shu Mitzvah Zasei. To become Tameh for your relatives is a Mitzvah Zasei, to go and help bury them. V'chei Kiddush V'Havdala L'Yayin, even if that's a Mitzvah D'Rabanan. He was mavatel it. V'impalo etzlo b'prishus azu tova mishubach aval mikol akom. So a kapara al zeh. Fine, it helped you, but you still need a kapara, like having a tainus chalom on Shabbos. You have to have a tanis l'taniso, the Gemara says. I mean, you might need it in order for tshuva purposes and to prevent the pitaron ra, but you have to then fast because of that fast. So a similar idea, but that's all one. But then, of course, we have the Ramban that we mentioned a number of times. Why is there a chatas here? Unique type of chatas. It's a chatas al ha'asid. The Ramban, l'shitaso, who believes in Kedoshim Tiyu, who believes in Lefnim Mishuras Adin, the Ramban says, a Nazir is something positive. You know, above and beyond, that's great. But the reason he's bringing a Nazir is because he is stopping to be a Nazir. That's the amazing suggestion of the Ramban. Ki hu ata Nazir b'kedusha so v'avodas Hashem, v'ra'ui hayaloshi yazir la'olam, v'yamod kol yom av Nazir v'kadosh le'lokav, v'inutzare kapara b'shuvo lihitamei b'tavas ha'olam. The Ramban in Nazos. That's why he brings the three karbanos: Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Vishochet, and what does the Mishnah say? Vishochet as a Shlamim, umegaleich alein divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, and then he has to get a haircut. As you know, that's why it's called the Tiglachas, because the Tiglachas is the haircut that goes along with the karbanos, as the Rambam said in the Sefer HaMitzvahs 2 days ago, that it's counted as one mitzvah. You don't count the haircut of a Nazir separate from the karbanos of a Nazir, unlike Mitzorah. By Mitzorah, the haircut and the karbanos are counted separately because they serve different functions. The haircut is part of his becoming Tahar, and then the karbanos are a separate chiyuv, counted separately. But the Nazir, the karbanos are called the Tiglachas, because it's one idea, and it's one mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, which karban? When do you get a haircut? Rabbi Yehuda says, after the shlamim. You could already get your haircut. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo hayim agaleach, ela alachatas. No, after chatas. Sha'achatas kodemes b'chol makom. Because the chatas always comes first. Right? The achronim say that the machlokas here is, in which order do you bring the karbanas? You always get the haircut, you get ready after the first one. Zrizim akdimim l'mitzvahs. But which one is first? What's the order? So that's the machlokas here. Which one comes first? The Rambam quotes that your mak of the chatas first. Not the chatas first, but he says, but he delays it. Right? He says you get the chatas first, but you're megaleach after the shlamim. So unlike most understanding, the Rambam has the chilek, and the Kesef Mishnah says, because he paskins like shnehem lomechsa. Right? He paskins like a little bit of both of them in Paraches Halacha Beis. The Rambam quotes that medium approach, v'shochei hachatas tchila, v'yachar kach ha'ola, v'yachar kach shlamim, chatas, ola, and shlamim, which is the order the Mishnah quotes it at the beginning. And then he says, v'yachar kach megaleach, and then he gets the megaleach, and then the Kesef Mishnah says, v'yishl tamua, da'alav, da'adalo keman. He doesn't call the paskin like anybody, pashtus. Right, he says, it must be that the Rambam combines. Regarding the order, chatas comes first. Chatas is always first. It's Rabbi Yehuda. He's the master. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Tfei Rabbi Elazar. And he quotes others, but the Rambam is paskins like a little bit like each of them. The Imgilach continues the Mishnah. The Imgilach al achas mishlash dan yotze, and if he's megaleach after any one of them, you're still yotze. Still yotze, even after any al achas. Maybe this is where the Rambam gets it from. That sounds like a bit d'yevin. Al achas mishlash dan yotze. Fine. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. That's if he brings his karbanos and they're labeled. And the Mefarshim say it's based on Zrizim Makdimim L'Mitzvahs, doing it after the first one, which is a major topic, which we'll get back to if we have time. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hevi Gimel Behemos V'lo Pireish. What if he brought his karbanos, but he was not Mefarish? He did not explain which one was for which. So we already quoted this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, when we spoke about when you have a stumin, you have money that's stumin, you have animals that are stumin, either halacha moshe v'sinai, does it go to those karbanos, could it go to a child, all different dayas. So we quoted this day, but the animals are easy, because each type of animal is fit for a different type of karban. The one that's fitting for a chatas, meaning the female, goes for a chatas. La'ola tikrav ola, that's the males. L'shlamim tikrav shlamim. And the shlamim is the one that you bring for a shlamim. The Rush here says, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? You don't have to designate them. They're memela designated. If he's a nazir and he's bringing these karbanos for karbanos of naziris, so then they're memela designated. The Rosh's lashon is avagat the chol karbanos tzarich sheyikro lahem habaylam shame hachalot tzarich ela echad sheamar elu lenaziru si havi kiilu karashem lokal echad veechad. As if you were karashem, says the Rosh towards the bottom, the last couple of skinny lines in the Rosh. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Vigilach HaNazir Pesach HaMoed V'Gomer. So now we have the pasuk. The Nazir gets his hair cut at the doorway of the Ohel Moed. So what's the pashas of the pasuk? What does it sound like? It's telling you geography. Where does he get his hair cut? He gets his hair cut at the doorway of the Ohel Moed. That's interesting. So we do all the haircuts by Shar Nicanor, right at the doorway over there? So we darshin, that's not true. It's not telling us the place, because the place is not there. But what is Pesach HaMoed? Bishlam Makas Medaber. It's telling you the haircut is in conjunction and somehow related to the Shlamim. Bishlam Makas Medaber. That's what the Pasuk is telling me. Shenemar v'shachatu Pesach HaMoed. As it talks about that the Shlamim is shechted, not in the north, but anywhere. Pesach Ohel Moed. Ata Omer Bishlam Makas Medaber. Shall you say it's talking about the carbon? Oenu Ela Pesach Ohel Moed. Mamish. Or maybe it's referring to the actual place. Says the Gemara. Amar Demkein Derek Bizayanhu. But that's a bizayon to get a haircut to in the right in the middle of the base of the Mikdash, not outside, right in front of Sharon Nicanor. So that's why it cannot be referring to spot. It must be referring to the type of carbon. So it's connected to shlamim. You look in the mefarish on the third skinny line, medium line, the third medium line in the mefarish towards the bottom. He says v'lo matzinu shar kadshim tuunin pesach al moed elo l'shlamim bilvad. That lashon is used by shlamim pesach al moed bishvil shehein doron, because that's called a doron. We had earlier in the Masechta that ola is called a doron. Doron just means it's not baal chet. There are different levels of doron, right? The doron means it's not baal chet. So both ola and shlamim have some doron elements. Remember the Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos, where he talks about smicha and vidui. The Rambam says, what do you do by a shlamim? You can't say vidui. You didn't do anything wrong. At least an ola is mechaper somewhat. Mechaper al mitzvah saseh, or al lavanita glasses. But what do you do by a shlamim? So that's the Rambam. Karbon shlamim, you do smicha, v'yira li she'enu mizvada al shlamim, aval omer divrei shevach. You praise Hashem, you thank Hashem, you say amazing things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the shlamim. And the Radvaz here wonders, why do you even need smicha? If you're not doing vidu, you shouldn't even need smicha. Right, so he says, Pshita, ma yisvade. The Chiddush says, you're not misvade. What should you be misvade? So he quotes a pasuk in Eov. Maybe we always have to do vidui. Maybe it's always a good idea to do vidui. Right, like the Mishnah in Maseches Krisus, when there was one of the Tanam, I think Baba Ben Buta, that brought an Asham Tali every day, just in case. But either way, that is the Mifarish. So the pasuk is not telling me place, but it's telling me karban. The Stechemed discusses doing upsherins in shul. Right, related issue. Right, those who have the minog to wait to cut their child's hair until 3 years old, and they may make a big party. The minog of some, Stichemed in Chelek He, right, the Talmudic encyclopedia of the previous century, 1800s. Stichemed writes of Chelek He, page 231, Achronim that are very against it, based on Nazir Daf Mem He. Right, in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't cut the hair. Because look, it's a bizayon. So he quotes, "Va'davar tamua lahatir bebeis haknesses davar sheish b'chashas bizayon v'yavgam mishum gilui rosh bebeis haknesses." Even gilui rosh is also. So he quotes. He says, "Hero did b'mikdash ma'at da asur linhog bo minag bizayon v'cholu." So he was against this. He was a yadua. He calls it shouldn't be done. Either way, that is the interesting comment of this day. Comment. Look. What's the whole makar for upsharing? It's a very, very late makar, right? Those that say it's based on midrashim, but it's not really based on midrashim. The midrashim talk about arla in 3 years, but it doesn't say anything about cutting the hair in the midrashim. You look at the Nitik Avriel has a whole volume in his classic style, quoting all the sources relating to this. It talks about midrashim, about Avram weaning Yitzchak b'chulu at 3 years old. There's a mitzvah of chinuch and arla. But doesn't say anything about cutting hair. Okay, your mechadech is giving him payas at that time. But dafka that, he looks different. Okay, this is a minug of many. But it's a very late-breaking a minug, just to be truthful. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Next, I'm sorry, I skipped. Rabbi Yoshi Omer. Right, second drasha. Eino tzarech. You don't have to come up with a limud like that to tell me that Pesach Omoid doesn't mean that. Harei Amr Torah. Lo salav malos al mizbechi kal v'chomer. L'derech mizayin. It says you can't take steps up to the mizbeach kal v'chomer. If you're worried about tiny little steps, and that's why you have to have a ramp, because you don't want the floor to be, the ramp to be embarrassed, surely you have to be worried about this. The next six lines were added on from a medrash, right? It's not part of the Gemara, so we're going to skip it. It was just added on, which has a similar drasha of losala. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, after the brackets, Eino tzarech, harayu omer, v'lokaches sa'arosh nizro, v'nasan ala esh v'gomer, you take his hair, after you cut his hair, and you throw it onto the fire. Right, in the, with the shlamim is being cooked. So we darshin. You cut, and then you take it, and you throw it. Yatzazet. So if it's, the hair is cut somewhere else, then you're lacking another, part of the process, and we darshin that you can't have any other part of the process. Yatzazet, excluding shumachusar lakicha hava'a v'nesina. You have to cut his hair in a place where you can just immediately throw it under the dud of the shlamim. But, so that's why it can't mean Pesach HaMoed, because that would be inside. Igada Amrei, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer B'Shlomachas Medaber. Another drasha. It's talking about a shlomim. Ata Omer B'Shlomachas Medaber, Oeinu Ela Pesach HaMoed. Mamish. Tamalomar B'Lakach Es Sa'arosh Nizro. It says, you take the hair. Makom Shayim Avashal Shamayim Agalayach. In the place where you did the cooking of the shlomim, in the, right, the Lishkas HaNazirim, right, one of the four corners of the Ezra's Nashim, that's where he got the haircut. Abachanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Vigilach Anazir Pesach HaOmoid. Another drasha. Kolzman She'ein Pesach HaOmoid Pasuach Einu Megaleach. Take it literally, but it means Pesach HaOmoid. The doorway of the HaOmoid has to be open. What does that mean? It has to be by daytime. At night the door is closed, so it's got to be by daytime. The Rambam quotes that the door of the Azara has to be open. And the Minchas Chinuch wonders, doesn't this usually mean Pesach of the Heichal? Right, when we have all the karbanas being shechted in the Azara. What do you mean, the Pesach of the Azara? So explain the Achronim that, no, but you're right. If something is done inside the Azara, the Kepeda must be to have the doorway to the Heichal open. But here you're doing this outside the Azara. So why would it help you just to have the door of the Heichal open? So it must mean you have to have the Nikanor doors also open. You have to have the doors into the Heichal and the doors into the Azara open for this halacha. Rib Shemesh Azuri Omer, V'gilach HaNazir Pesach HaMoed V'lo Nazira. A Nazira does not. Why? Shemi is garuba perche kuhuna. Maybe the young, if they see her hair uncovered and getting a haircut, and she's the focus of the attention. In the mikdash, they might get excited, and it could lead to an unsneeze situation. Machlokas Rishonim, does that mean a Nazira doesn't get cut her hair at all? Or she just does it in private? Tosfos here says she does it somewhere else. Tosfos says in Dibur Maaskel v'lo Nazira. Medina be Medina megalechas makam sanua lo yirapir chakihuna, right, somewhere in private. Amru lo ledvarecha sota tochiach. Why is it different than a sota? Dichsev bav hamid lo vnei Hashem lo chayshin Hashem yizgar bapir chakihuna. You uncover the sota's hair in the mikdash as part of the process. Amru lahen, no zuko chelas upokeses v'zu ena kochelas upokeses. By a sota, we're trying to uncover her hair to be mevaza her in order to make her admit, so we don't erase Hashem's name. So that's going in the opposite direction. We're not trying to beautify her. And here in Azira, you know, there's nothing wrong with her. So that's why there's more of a worry over there. Period. Says the Mishnah. Hayanotel Se'arosh, continuing the process. Hayanotel Se'arosh Nizra Umashaleach Tachas Adud. We take the hair of the Nazir and we throw it under the Dud. The Dud, that is, cooking part of the Karban Shlamim. We mentioned also the message being that a Nazir now is coming back to real life, coming back to living a balanced life. He was in an extreme while he was a Nazir. Now he's a balanced life. So he takes his hair and throws it under the Shlamim, which is the most balanced carbon. Shlamim, some goes to the Kohen, some goes to the Bailim, some goes to Hashem. It's the most balanced carbon, and that's the one that is cooked. Yes, technically you're right. The other karbanas cannot be cooked here because the ola is totally burned and the chatas can't be taken out of the azara. That's true. But we could have figured out a way to cook inside the azara, something. But either way, there's a message. There's a positive message about the shlamim. V'im gilach b'medina lohay mishaleh tachas adud. If he got his hair cut outside, not right there, so then he does not throw it. Because remember the drasha we had before. It has to be lacking only taking and throwing. If it's taking, bringing, and throwing, then you don't throw it. And this whole process only happens by the haircut of a Nazir Tor. The hair was not thrown. Was not thrown under the dud. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakom Shachadachas Adud. No, it was Chutz Ben Atami Shem Medina Bilvad. Rabbi Meir says you only exclude a Nazir Tameh who got his haircut outside. But a Nazir Tahar anywhere, or even a Nazir Tameh inside, he throws his hair under the dud. Period. Notel Seir Rosh Nizrael Tan Rabbanan. And what do you do then? V'acharkach Notel Es Harotev. You also take some of the gravy from the meat that's burning, you put it on the hair before you throw it into the fire. Based on a drasha. If you threw it under a chatas or asham that was cooking, inside obviously, you would yotze. Says the Gemara, asham another tahar mi'ika. What do you mean? There is no asham for another tahar. Right? An azar tahar has chatas, oil, and shlamim. And Asham is only for another Tameh. Amar Rava Hachi Kamar. V'im Nazir Tameh, Mishaleh Tachla Dut Shalashem Yatsa. If another Tameh did it, Yotze. The Achronim point out, interesting, what do you mean, if you did it? What was the other choice? What's the other choice? What else do you bring for another Tameh? You bring two birds. So what's the other choice? So maybe the choice was that instead of waiting till he is Tahar, a month from now, so that may still, this is okay, you threw it under this, or maybe instead of burying it. But either way, this is the asham. Midani mili, how do you know that you're supposed to put some gravy on it before you put it under the fire? Amar Rav Amar Krusher, tacha zevach ashlamim, mi zivcho yehei tachtav. We darshan from the word zevach. From the zevach, it should be with it underneath. And if you threw it under the chatas, you would still yotze, my taima. Amar Krus, zevach l'rabos es lachatas v'asham. Zevach includes that. Didn't you already use the word zevach to teach me the gravy? Imkein leimakra meirotev ashlamim. My zevach. It should have said rotev. Why did what zevach? Shema mino l'rabos chadas v'asham. So you say it includes both. V'yemakulo l'chadas v'asham udasa. Maybe it's only coming to teach me that. Imkein leima shlamim v'zevach. It should have said that. My zevach hashlamim. Shema mino tarti. You have to take some of the shlamim, put it under, and also the other karbanos are included. Period. Let's just finish up the last brisa. Tana Rabbanan, hakol ayim shachadach hazadud chutz mitami shegilach mimedina. First day, as Rameir said in the Mishnah, you throw all hair under the dud except if it was another tameh outside the mikdash. Mebreisha saro nikvar dev Rameir, because his hair has to be buried. Tosfos says here, I have no idea where the Rameir gets this from. Where's the source that the hair has to be buried? Where does it say that? So others say maybe it's based on the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Temura, which discusses if you have an item that's used for a mitzvah that wasn't used for a mitzvah, it's aser, and therefore you have to bury it. If it was Nasas mitzvah, so then it's mutter. But this was not Nasas mitzvah, so okay, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tahorim kan v'kan ayu mishalchin. No, all Nazir Tahars, even if it was outside, they could bring their hair. Tameim kan v'kan lo ayu mishalchin, and Tameim cannot. Right, the most limited. Only a tar nazir in the base of Mikdash said it. Because that's exactly what's supposed to be done. He stayed tar and he brought his karbanos. So 3 days in the Tanaim, which hair was thrown under the dud? Okay, we'll have to stop here by the next Mishnah where we talk about the bishul of the karban shlamim. Okay.